So, John, tell me a little bit about this band collaboration and the producer of Song of Hope, please.
Well, I produced Song of Hope, which basically means I paid for it, and because I didn't have a sponsor, so I wanted to do my own recording in my own way, and at that point, I created my own record label.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. I had control over the music.
Which is every musician's dream, really. They like to control their creative expression. And so the name of this album is Olivore, or the name of this label was Olivore.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because my mother's name is Olive, and my father, his name was Orland, and they used to call him Or for short. So I put the two words together, and then...
And what's underneath there?
Well, there's a picture of a black swan taking off, and... taking flight, and my father started a dry cleaners, Swan Cleaners in town here.
I know.
And then it became Swan Dust Control, and so I wanted to sort of keep it something like in the family, something related to the family.
So you're the black swan?
Yeah.
And you took flight?
And I took flight.
How long have you been around?
Since the 15th of December.
Yeah. So, and then you're headed back to New York?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Before you do this fabulous, but you have to do this fabulous gig at the Jazz Room first.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the band on Song of Hope? And then we're going to get to the last, your latest CD. And then we're going to talk about this weekend.
Well, Song of Hope was put together with the band that I played with, I mentioned, like twice a year. At Fairleigh Dickinson University, and we did that for 6 years, two times a year, and we played all original music pretty much, or arrangements of standards, and so I always really loved playing with them. We always like really had a good time. Sometimes there'd be like four people in the audience, but it didn't matter, you know. It just you know, it was a great time for me to play. And when this job ended, I decided to put together the record, Song of Hope. And, you know, and that tune that we heard, it was called Ghosts.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that was written by Michael Cochran. We played that this September at the Lake George Jazz Festival. Unfortunately, I was able to get all the same musicians together. And it was called the Tin Palace Reunion Band because mm-hmm. the producer of the Lake George Jazz Festival owned like this club two blocks away from me in New York in the 70s. And I played there a number of times. And he's had this Lake George Jazz Festival for 35 years. So we called it the Tin Palace Reunion Band. That was the club that he had. And because every member had played at the Tin Palace. So
that must have been exciting for you guys to all get back together again
yeah.
and play.
Oh, we hadn't played together for 10 years, you know. And we didn't even have a rehearsal. We had a talk through and we just went up, bam, and hit it.
Well, there's that simpatico again that we were talking about. The other thing I want to talk about, too, is Jazz Live from the Registry Theater. Now, this is a great CD, and I'm going to play a tune from this, my favorite tune, which is... Veronica, which is dedicated to Vicky,
yes.
Your partner. And I just remembered something, too. We also, you're scheduled, we're going to do a live performance here as well.
Okay.
So we should set up for that as well. I'm going to let you talk for a minute, and I'm going to set up some John Tank live from the registry here.
Oh.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay. Well, this album came about Lawrence McNutt, who is the you know, the music impresario of the registry.
Hi, Lawrence.
Yeah, the music part of it. You know, I asked him when I was playing there in 2010 if he knew anybody that had a little Walkman that, you know, that could do a recording. And he said, well, you know, I know Earl McCluskey. Maybe he'll come in and do it. So so Lawrence actually financed the whole recording. And we didn't have any idea of how it would come out, whether the sound quality would be good or not. And then in the end, when we did it, it was obvious that the sound was really excellent. In fact, I've been told many times by many people that they've never heard a better, like the sound quality of a live recording. They said, it's like they can't believe it's live. It's like, it sounds like a studio recording.
It's amazing. I love this album. Who do you have on the album with you?
Well, I have my old friend. We played together since 1970, Bernie Sininski.
Yeah.
And Jim Vivian is the bass player.
Yeah.
And we're kind of new. We had played together a couple times. And Ted Warren I played with over the last 10 years, you know, off and on. He's one of my favorite drummers.
And Ted plays quite regularly at the Jazz Room, too, with a Ted Warren Commission.
Yeah, and he does all the booking for that room. So, and he's knows all the musicians. So it's good that they have somebody like him to be able to bring in good musicians.
Exactly.
He knows who to hire.
It's a good spot. Do you guys for Saturday, for this Saturday's gig with Dave Young, the Dave Young Trio, do you know what you guys are going to play yet? Do you have a kind of a song list, a playlist figured out?
Yeah. I sort of got the music together in New York, and then but we're basically doing like standard material, you know. If there's going to be original music, it won't be from me. It'll be from maybe Robbie Botosh, the piano player,
or
Dave Young. He likes to play, more straight ahead. So it'll be mostly like tunes that maybe people have heard before.
Okay. In the realm of, can you cite any jazz artists, or do you want to keep it a surprise?
I have a Cedar Walton tune we're going to play. We'll play a Chick Corea tune, Horace Silver tune, and some other things. Some standards like Stardust.
Oh, okay.
And Autumn in New York, I might play that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Well, that's what I'm going to play live. So,
having been there in Autumn in New York... We're going to take another musical break here and play my favorite song, Vicky. This is for you. It was written for you, and we're going to play Veronica. This is Veronica on Coral FM, John Tank.
Thank you. Yes.
That was the amazing John Tank and Veronica from John Tank Live from the Registry Theater. And John is now ready to play live in the studio on his amazing tenor. It's a tenor sax, right? Yes, it is a tenor sax. And he's going to play, which is a very apropos, I believe, Autumn in New York. So this is John Tank live in the studio on Coral FM. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. Thank you so much. That was so cool. And it sounded great. And what a great way to start off 2013, having John Tank live in the studio playing the saxophone. I'm going to play another track from Live at the Registry. Interesting title, New Irk, New Work.
Yes.
We're going to play this, and then John's going to come back, and we're going to have another little chat, and then we're going to wrap up.
Okay. Thank you.
Amazing John Tank. See, They're applauding you. And Bruce Sinensky and Jim Vivian and Ted Warren. That was taken live from the Registry Theater. That's your latest CD and a masterwork, if I do say so myself. Well, you know what? Yeah. It's been an honor to have you as a guest, as my little DJ, my guest host, my DJ.
I appreciate the work that you do with not just jazz, but I mean, when it's not always jazz, but you're always interested in promoting new musicians and, you know, people that are doing things. So it's great. You're a good member of the community to be here.
Well, thanks, John. we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but I wanted to ask you the last time we were going to do this. But you're also an avid cook. So we were going to do a show called Cooking with Tank. So maybe we'll do that the next time. Actually, when you come back and you're my guest DJ and I'm going to just produce, we'll call it Cooking with Tank. So what's your latest culinary addiction?
Well, I actually go by the motto, spice is the spice of life. So I like to have, I like spicy food.
Okay.
Hot and spicy, and if it doesn't have it, I add it to it.
Oh, my God.
So even if I make like a spaghetti sauce, you can be sure there's jalapenos in there and there's shallots and, a little bit of even sugar and a little bit of balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
I just beef up my everything that I make,
So,
I just add to it.
So for me, that would be heartburn on a plate. But for most people, it's that is great. Yeah, I remember, like, years ago, you used to make your own naan, like Indian.
Yeah.
Indian, oh, no, not naan. Well, you made that.
Curry. Curry,
you made curry and pompadoms. You made the pompadoms, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That really crispy bread.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's a very good cook. So we will continue this Cooking with Tank the next session round. So again, I'd like to thank you so much, and I wish you all the best this weekend at the Jazz Room. I'm going to tell people now that you should get there early. The doors open at 7. It's a great place to go for dinner.
Yes.
It's going to be an amazing night. It's a great band with Dave Young and Robbie
Botosh is the hot new young piano player in Toronto. He wins a new award about every week, And Terry Clark, who's like Canada's probably number one drummer.
Yep.
I'm happy to be able to play with them.
Well, you know what? It's going to be a great night and four amazing jazz musicians, and I think it's going to be, it's going to be kick-ass. So make sure you get there early on Saturday night. The Jazz Room opens at 7 o'clock, and I wish you all the best, and I know you're headed back down to the village.
Yes.
So all the best down there as well.
Thank you.
Thanks again, once again. This is Coral signing off on Coral FM.